Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Tuesday, let's talk China and the U.S. Trump is prepared to hit China with more tariffs on Friday. This is according to his advisors in a headline in the New York Times. Emboldened by strength in the American economy, President Trump may prolong his months-long trade war, as his advisors say, but he's angered by China's attempts to renege on previous commitments and insistence that the U.S. lift tariffs on $250 billion worth of imports.
Well, David, we'll see what happens. What we do know is that the market went down precipitously yesterday morning, but during the day, it kept on rising. A lot of people think that the people who buy stocks, David, just discounted it as bluster. And by the end of the day, you know, it was off 60 or so points, something like that. That meant that people were thinking he just didn't mean what he was saying. So he comes back and he's saying basically, oh, yes, I did mean it. And I, you know me, I don't bluff and I am going to do it. And too bad. And that's just the way it is. And the markets are off again as we speak. That doesn't mean, however, that people have that confidence. The other thing that happens, of course, is that as the market falls, there are always people who are willing to take the opportunity to buy. That's a good time to buy because you buy low and you hope it gets higher. Now, whether or not this is bluster, we don't know. We know one thing, that Trump gets his own ideas and then he acts on them and he doesn't always think things through. I suspect we're going to see some real chaos today in the markets when they open. And I think the same thing will probably happen, but you never know.
As we watch the continued investigation into the Russian influence into the election, China is also, they've apparently gotten the NSA's hacking tools and used them. It's the latest case of cyber weapons escaping American control and a real threat in this area, of course, from China.
Well, that's just very interesting. You know, we have a democratic republic here. It's harder to get away with some things than if you're in a dictatorship, which the Chinese have. Obviously, they have done what they needed to do to get a hold of our stuff, as have the Russians. Whether or not this particular president is willing to use what he has in order to put a stop to it is somewhat debatable. The Mueller report suggests that there is no collusion. There are those of us who think that there is some evidence that this president has gone very easy, for example, on the Russians, and now the Chinese will see whether or not the hacking goes on unchallenged, basically, really unchallenged, because it's just going to take the president of the United States to make it clear that they have to stop. Not only that, but what are we doing? Is the United States government doing its own hacking? I presume that they are, but if you're not dealing with a democracy where the people's will is what counts, then it's another whole story. So it's an unequal situation. In the meantime, David, the big news of the day is that on every front, this president is saying no to demands for information. The tax law is quite clear. Richie Neal has the power to do this. They're saying no to Richie Neal. And in each of these other cases where they are asking for information, they are being told, no, you can go jump in the lake, basically. Now, there's an attorney general of the United States who, if people are subpoenaed, would have to do some of the enforcement. We spoke yesterday with Sean Patrick Maloney, who made it clear that there are ways that these people can be forced to come before the Congress or to testify. And I'm not so sure, to be honest with you. I don't see how this is going to work. We kidded around a little bit because there is a jail in the House of Representatives where people who had been held in contempt years ago could be put. That ain't going to happen. So now we have what we call a constitutional crisis. It's the House versus the executive branch. And my sense of it is that it's going to be a standoff, that sooner or later it's going to get to the courts. And by that time, we may have an election.
Speaking of, a new poll. In a Hill-Harris poll, former Vice President Joe Biden has a 32-point lead in the Democratic presidential race, a huge lead over Senator Bernie Sanders. He won 46% in the poll compared to 14% for Sanders.
Well, yes. So what's going to happen is that there's going to be a winnowing out of candidates so that the progressives will end up being behind a single person, I think. And the moderate part of America, which is huge, will continue to be for Biden. So you have Elizabeth Warren and so many others who each have some proportion of the vote. Right now, I believe that Biden is seen as the middle class choice, and it does appear that he's pulling ahead as of now. What I can't understand is how people are continuing to be in. You get people like Gillibrand, who has a 0 to 0.5 point share of all of this. You have people like de Blasio, who I think is extraordinarily unpopular in New York City, saying that he's going to come in. What is going on in these people's minds other than to get some name recognition, to be able to collect some money for a campaign? I don't know, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. As we used to say around here, David, you and I, who he?
Alan, a very interesting town meeting in Great Barrington last night on the naming of a school.
That's right. Many people in Great Barrington are very proud of W.E.B. Du Bois because his ability as a scholar and a person who helped found the NAACP and a major force in American society. He's been honored around the country with schools being named for him. There's a big debate in Great Barrington, where he is a native son, lived right down the street from me, is finally getting his due. And overwhelmingly, the town meeting said, yeah, we want to do this. Now, people got up and said, well, you know, he was a communist. We can't have that. But Du Bois is a major figure, and it's great for the town of Great Barrington, which once rejected any knowledge of this guy. You come into the town now, and you're welcome to the birthplace of W.E.B. Du Bois. I think it's high time that this happened, and I think it is going to happen now. And the scene has certainly shifted.